Here's Andy Bertram with This Week in Auburn Soccer.
And welcome to our first edition of This Week in Auburn Soccer. The Tigers with a pair of friendlies or exhibition matches this week. Auburn will host Mercer on Wednesday, then play at South Alabama this weekend. Joined by Karen Hoppe, now entering her 25th season, a quarter century on the Plains. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Andy. Makes me sound really old when you say it like that.
No, it makes you sound successful.
Oh,
to be at
you.
One place for that long. How about that?
Okay, good spin. No, thank you. I'm really excited for year number 25.
You and I talked about it in the Talking Tigers podcast last week, but just what does it mean? I mean, this is a day and age where coaches come and go in all sports all the time, and for you to be here for year number 25 coming up.
Yeah, you know, it means I'm really lucky. You know, I'm really blessed to have been here for so long. You know, Auburn obviously is one of the best athletic departments in the country. And in my opinion, it's one of the best places to raise a family as well. So, you know, it's rare that you can find the best of both worlds, your work life and your personal life. And I found that here at Auburn, and I'm really blessed to be here for so long.
Auburn soccer will play the first competition of the athletic season with a pair of matches this week. As you've had, now you've been in your fall camp, coach, and you're getting ready for a couple exhibition matches. What do you think of your ball club at this point?
You know, Andy, it's always hard to tell this early in preseason training, but so far so good. You know, I it's a good group, senior heavy group, maybe the biggest senior class with these COVID years that we've ever had. And they got a lot of talent. So we're pretty excited. The thing I like the most is we've scrimmaged 11v11 twice now, and we made a big jump in quality from the first scrimmage to the second. So that's definitely the direction you want to go. And I'm excited. It's a good group.
What was the biggest change from the first scrimmage to the second, Karen?
You know, I think it was in large part the offensive side just starting to click. You know, there's so much timing to how attacking players play together as far as, you know, making their runs and the timing of the pass and all of that. So I think that was maybe the biggest difference was the timing of the offense.
All right. What do you think the strength, and I know we're early and you haven't played even your exhibition matches yet, but what do you think the strength of this team potentially is?
You know, what I'm going to hope it is and think it will be, and this is one of those intangibles, is experience. You know, with those 12 seniors, they have played a lot of minutes and had a lot of experience at the college game. And twice out of their previous 3 years, we were one of, if not the very last team left out of the NCAA tournament. And I hope they take that experience, and I think they will, as, you know, fuel and motivation and make them better.
What about from a position standpoint, coach?
That's a tough one because you know, we've got strengths in every position. You know, certainly you talk about Prochazka coming back as, you know, having been a 3-year starter. And then we've added a graduate transfer goalkeeper, Matty Lowe, who's excellent. Taylor Richards is returning after a redshirt year, playing great. And then Jenna Sapong, our freshman goalkeeper, is outstanding as well. So that may be the position we actually have the most depth for once, which is a real delight. Coach Ben Madsen's really happy he hasn't had to play in goal yet so far this preseason. I will knock on wood for him.
Look at your defense, because that did take a hit. Of the kids you lost, defense is kind of where you lost some kids, isn't it?
Oh, sure. You know, we lost Emmy Craven and Haley Whitaker, who are both playing professional right now. Haley is in Finland and Emmy Craven is in Australia, both playing pro. So obviously big hits to the back line. But the back line looks good. You know, from that starting group, we return Madeline Moore, who is out of the knee brace now and playing great. And Hayden Colson, albeit only 1 year of experience, really, really looks like a seasoned veteran. And then we've got some other experienced players too. LJ Knox, you know, has played some really quality minutes for us last year and had a great spring. Aaron Houston as an outside back. And then Mal Mooney, who played, you know, limited last year, Was a starting outside back for us the year before, and Mal was limited last year with a knee injury and wasn't even cleared at the beginning of the season. So just those players alone, never mind any new players, that's a really veteran group of defenders.
Speaking of veteran, you've got Haddock in the middle. I've got to think that she's one of the kids you really, young ladies, young players, that you rely on as you get ready for this season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, obviously – great midfielder, has had three great seasons for us so far. And she was really a difference maker in that second scrimmage. You know, she was playing lights out, looked great, looked sharp, and, certainly will be a leader in that midfield for us.
Who else fills out that midfield for you right now, Coach?
You know, it's a great question. And we've got some real good talent there. Sydney Richards played in the midfield all spring, and she's done that on and off throughout her years here. Sid's always been a starter, either up top or in the midfield, done a little bit of both. And she looks great. We're grateful she's back for a COVID year. Sammy Brown's really come on in the spring. Sammy is a senior as well. First year had an injury and comes to us from West Virginia, and she's had a great spring and playing at another level this preseason. So that alone right there is three seniors. So there's some veterans for sure in the midfield.
All right. Up front for you, Coach, who do you look for? What's the spark for you up top?
Yeah, great question. There's that's the spot probably with the most depth as far as numbers, which is great because we sub the forwards the most.
Right.
And also, I think the biggest question mark in who's starting. We rotated that group around a little bit last year. And, there's been a lot of great play by our returning forward group so far. And then we've got some good young forwards as well. We brought in three of them, Maya Williams, Sydney Ritter, and Olivia Woodson, and they have all added a fresh spark to that front line as well.
A pair of exhibition matches for you Wednesday night at home against Mercer, then on the road this weekend against South Alabama. Coach, what do you want to look for out of the two exhibition matches?
You know, we want to continue to get better. The Mercer game will play 3:30s to try and build up their load as far as, jumping right into playing a 45-minute half straight. It's pretty tough on the legs in a little over a week's time. So we'll play 3:30s and we'll try and get everybody some minutes and really working on, what is the right starting front three and what are the right rotation patterns and things like that. And then as we get into South Alabama, we'll work a little bit more towards what a potential starting lineup looks like. And we just want to grow, at this point. Obviously you learn a lot more from playing an outside opponent than scrimmaging yourself. I want our defense to be tested. I want to see where we've got any holes there. And then still trying to get that offensive timing down as we prepare for game week next week.
Will Saturday be a 3:30?
We haven't spoken.
Format? Okay.
Yeah. We haven't spoken about it yet. My hope is we play 2:45s in that one. The first one, I like 3:30s. After that, I want to play 45s and try and get the girls ready for that 45-minute straight half.
Here we go, Coach. You're number 25.
You're number 25, Andy. Hard to believe, but really excited about it.
Appreciate the visit. Wish you all the best this week, Coach. War Eagle.
All right. Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe on This Week in Auburn Soccer.